This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Not a lot of people have thought about this in this way, but the main difference between the mainstream media, I'm going to call it that temporarily, which is really the fake news media, versus the independent media, is that the mainstream media is trying to prevent people from having access to knowledge or learning things or becoming aware of things that are true. Whereas the independent media, its main objective is to educate, inform, uplift, awaken, and empower people. It took me even a long time to realize this key difference between these two realms of media. The fake news media, which is the mainstream media, is tied into academia, is tied into the universities, is tied into the science journals, the medical journals, and of course the government. It's all about preventing you from learning things that are true. I mean, think about it. The FDA, for example, its main goal is to prevent you, well, not its main goal. Its main goal is to make more money for the drug companies, but one of its secondary goals is to prevent you from learning the truth about natural remedies or nutritional therapies or even vitamin D, things that can prevent disease or prevent cancer or prevent diabetes that might take away money from the drug companies who profit off of the treatment of these things. So the FDA is all about destroying human knowledge, including knowledge of indigenous medicine. Tibetan medicine, Amazonian medicine, Native American Indian medicine, Australian Aborigine medicine, just on and on and on. The CDC, also, think about it. One of its main goals is to make sure that people are isolated from the truth about what's in vaccines. What are the ingredients in vaccines? Now, they do list the ingredients, but you got to really dig through the cdc.gov website to find them. And I've done that, and I found these documents, and I've published many articles about them. And some of those ingredients that are admitted by the CDC include, for example, in chickenpox vaccines, there is human fetal lung tissue cell lines and aborted human fetal cell lines and fetal bovine serum, which is a blood component taken from aborted cow fetuses, plus guinea pig cells and other things. And MSG, and many other things. That's just in the chickenpox vaccine. The smallpox vaccine includes diseased cells harvested from the kidneys of euthanized African green monkeys. And that's also admitted by the CDC. It's right there on the cdc.gov website in the document that lists the ingredients for the different vaccines. And that vaccine, by the way, is called ACAM 2000. So if you want to search for that, just to verify what I'm saying is true, search for ACAM 2000 smallpox vaccine African green monkey kidney cells. And you can limit that search to cdc.gov if you want as well. You'll find it on the cdc.gov website. Yes, even using Google, which censored my website for almost an entire week because it didn't want people to find this information. So anyway, that's just a couple of examples. But there are many more examples about financial facts that the New York Times doesn't want you to know, or political facts that the Washington Post doesn't want you to know. You know, CNN is just fake news theater. Its primary purpose is to misinform the public, to just completely spread false information everywhere about every topic that matters, basically just to set the narrative. You know, wasn't it MSNBC, Brzezinski, not Brzezinski, was it Brzezinski? One of the guests on there, one of the hosts, I'm sorry, on there, who said that it's their job on MSNBC to set the agenda I forgot the exact phrase that she used. It was their job to tell people what to think, something like that. And that's the way they actually think, and that's the way they operate. It's their job in the media, the CNN, you know, MSNBC, and so on, to shove false ideas down your brain and to make sure that you don't ever really discover the truth about anything that matters. That's the primary difference between the fake news mainstream media versus the independent media. Now, what's especially interesting about this is how many institutions are involved in the suppression of human knowledge. If you think about it, academia is, to a large degree, also engaged in the suppression of human knowledge, especially when it comes to science. So a lot of universities and academic institutions, medical journals, science journals, they are really scientism cults, basically, and their job is to protect the cult of science as it is currently defined by them. So if anybody says, well, hey, mercury is toxic in vaccines, then they immediately attack that person or that group as being anti-science in order to protect their cult of science, which has to pretend that mercury is safe to inject into children. And the same thing is true about even bigger philosophical concepts such as materialism. The entire scientific establishment is built on this idea of materialism. And that is built on the complete rejection of the existence of anything that can't be measured or weighed or detected as a material particle or a group of particles. For example, consciousness. Consciousness is something that we all experience directly in a first-person point of view. We experience it ourselves. We know it's real ourselves because we are self-aware. Yet consciousness has never been located in the brain. And believe me, scientists have gone to great lengths to try to find consciousness in the brain. They can't find it because it's not part of the material system of the brain. Consciousness is not found in cells. Consciousness is a non-material. What's the best way to say it? In my view, consciousness is the non-material part of you, the spirit, that interfaces with the material brain. So the brain is a sort of like a, it's tuned into your consciousness, and it can transmit it. Sort of like the way a TV picks up TV signals when they used to be broadcast through the air, or radio, for example. Your brain is like a radio that picks up your consciousness broadcast signals and translates them into things you want to do. And it works both ways. So your brain picks up your perceptions and transmits them to your non-physical soul or spirit or mind, you might say. And so all of modern science, the entire scientific establishment, rejects the idea of consciousness, rejects even the idea of a mind, rejects even this idea of self-awareness or even self-determination. Because according to materialist science, there is nothing that happens in your brain that isn't a result of biochemical cause and effect, meaning that you are nothing but a biological, biochemical robot, and you only suffer under the illusion that you are thinking for yourself or making decisions for yourself or that you are self-aware. These are illusions, argue the scientists. That's how insane they are. They argue that they themselves are robots, that they have no consciousness, that they have no free will. And thus they aren't responsible for their heinous actions, maiming children with vaccines and so on and so forth. But anyway, that's just another example. The mainstream media is involved in pushing this, as well as academic institutions and institutions of science. Their job, remember, is to isolate you from human knowledge, to suppress knowledge, to prevent humanity from sharing knowledge that is incredibly important. If you want another example of this, just look at free energy devices, the whole history of free energy devices. There's been a long list of inventors who have invented things that they claim are over-unity devices. By over-unity means that they theoretically would produce more energy than they consume. Now, modern science says this is impossible. And yet, if you look throughout the history of inventors, how many of them have been either assassinated or had their patents taken over by the United States government, which can basically seize any patent it wants by citing national security interests? Yeah, if you go back through the free energy movement, which I've covered from time to time, but not especially in great detail. The free energy movement is full of people who have been killed, clearly assassinated in some cases, or whose ideas, once they try to patent them, the patent office tells them their ideas have been seized by the government, never to be heard from again. Why is that? If they don't work, then why would the government seize them and call it national security? Got me? I mean, if these people are all kooks and their over-unity machine ideas don't work, and I know there are some people out there like that whose machines actually don't work, not all of them work, right? I mean, some of them don't, probably most of them don't, but every once in a while, there's probably something that really is a breakthrough that the government seizes. Why is that? Because it's something that works, because it's something valuable. The government wouldn't go out of its way to seize patents of things that are useless. That's just straight logic. So you've got many examples of that. You can go research over unity, free energy, low energy nuclear reactions if you want, whatever. Lots of areas there if you want to explore that. The point is that the mainstream media, academia, and government, its job is to pull the wool over your eyes to keep you from seeing the real world, just like they described in The Matrix. It's all theater for your mind. It's all distraction for your mind. The daily news drama, a Russian hacking story, you know, fake news versus real news. Celebrity news, who did what to whom or who slept with whom, fashion news, sports news. You know what? It's all theater for your mind to keep you distracted, to make sure that you don't ever really wake up and have the internal focus, the time, the energy to wake up and actually learn something new and important that might threaten the establishment. That's the key function. So the entire mainstream media is not just fake news in the fake facts that they're reporting constantly or fabricating constantly, like the Washington Post. They are fake news at a much deeper level of fakery. They exist to dissociate humanity from knowledge. The media exists to push a narrative down your throat to make sure that humanity, that the people of humanity never experience the freedom, the abundance, and the innovation that would come from truly a free flow of information. And they use many different tools to discredit innovators, to discredit inventors, to discredit cancer treatment pioneers, for example. I can't even tell you how many doctors that know how to cure cancer have been arrested or run out of the country. They've had to flee to places like Mexico or the Cayman Islands or other places. And I've spoken with quite a few of these doctors over the years, by the way, face to face. I know many of them. And look at how they've gone after Dr. Brzezinski in Houston, who has not fled the country, and he's fought the Texas Medical Board, and he's fought the FDA year after year. They put him through hell to try to make sure they suppress his innovative cancer treatments known as anti-neoplastins. Stanislaw Brzezinski, that's his name. Just example after example after example. If someone has a cure for cancer, if someone has a solution to free energy, if someone has, you know, any kind of a breakthrough, like a quantum computing breakthrough, let's say, theoretically, if someone comes up with something that would threaten the establishment and threaten the status quo, they will be destroyed or mocked or suppressed. They will have their reputation smeared. They might be assassinated. They might be investigated, have their business ruined. They might be run out of the country. They might be framed for false crimes that they did not commit. There's all kinds of weapons that are used against any individual that might try to rise up out of the ignorance and the suppression of knowledge and try to inform people, inform humanity. You know, and there are some wonderful people on this planet right now who are trying to inform people about what's really going on, like Catherine Austin Fitz, for example. She's fantastic. I listen to her speak. you should watch some of her videos. Just search YouTube for Catherine Austin Fitz. I saw an interview she did with Greg Hunter recently. Greg Hunter's another example. Many, many individuals who are attempting to tell people the truth and share useful information. I know many people who are focused on providing details about natural remedies, natural cures, disease prevention, things that really work, advanced medicine, cancer treatments that are decades ahead of the cancer establishment. And every one of these people is, of course, either mocked, that's a mild form, or threatened, or assassinated, or arrested, run out of the country, what have you. That's par for the course. The more you understand about this, I mean, the more you understand about the globalists and the fact that they don't want their system to be messed with, then the more this all makes sense. You begin to understand that individuals who have something really astonishing to uplift humanity, those individuals will be targeted and destroyed. There is no uplifting of humanity that is allowed under the status quo. The only uplifting is through technology companies who are given monopoly opportunities or surveillance backdoors. You know, they'll allow like a Zuckerberg and Facebook to rise up because that's a massive NSA spying machine. They'll allow Google to rise up and Google robots to rise up because they're going to use the Google robots to, of course, mass murder human beings with military robots. I mean, come on. How obvious is it? I mean, it's so obvious at this point. You'd have to be an idiot not to realize that's where this is going. I mean, come on. When the robots replace the human labor pool in the next generation, what do you think they're going to do with all the humans they don't need anymore? Come on, give me a break. You're going to just let them hang around and collect welfare and vote and clog up the highways? No, that's not the way globalists think. They think, oh, we don't need these people anymore. Useless eaters, that's what they call them. So they're going to get rid of them. So you see, the globalists don't need the masses of humanity to have access to knowledge. They don't need the masses to be enlightened. They don't need the masses to be even informed or even educated for that matter. They really, actually, if it comes down to it, they just need you to be distracted for about another 10 to 25 years until such time as you're no longer needed at all and they're going to wipe you out. I mean, Bill Gates openly talks about this depopulation, getting to population zero. You know, this is openly talked about by the globalists. They don't need you to be educated. You got that? They don't need you to be innovators, entrepreneurs, inventors. They don't need you to have any scientific breakthrough or discoveries or anything. All they need is for you to sit down, shut up, be obedient, take your damn vaccine shots, and then just die from probably the viruses that are in the vaccines. Or if not, don't worry, they got plan B for you as well, which they might call a post-birth abortion. You should go kill yourself in order to save the planet, make it all more green, according to these people. No, trust me, they've got multiple plans of how to get rid of, you know, 6 billion people. Not hard, given all the level 4 biohazard weaponized viruses they've already been working on, and they've done, you know, test deployments and so on and so forth. I mean, come on, what do you think's really in the freezer in Fort Detrick, Maryland, at the U.S. Army Virus Research Center? Come on. You think they don't have weapons in there? You know, wake up, people. Of course they have weapons in there. Come on, weaponized viruses. This is also obvious. In any case, this is what you need to understand. The entire purpose of the media is to keep you distracted just for the next, you know, let's say 25 years until they don't need you anymore. And then it's bye-bye, most of humanity. That's it. So if you mess with their plan, that's when you're going to be attacked. That's when you're going to be targeted. Yeah, it's also obvious. That's the thing. You know, they really can't keep humanity down because many of us are so well-informed. We're intelligent. We can connect the dots. We know our history. We've studied. We've researched. We've spent a lifetime, many of us, learning about human history and the cycles of history and the structure and nature of tyranny, we know exactly where this is going. That's why we've been right again and again and again about so many things, like the dot-com crash, the housing bubble crash, the coming stock market crash, the surveillance state we were warning about, you know, 5 years ago, before Edward Snowden, before WikiLeaks dumped the documents on the CIA. Before all this became public, I was telling you that all, that this was all true. You know, before it was cool to talk about this, before it was even known. I mean, that was a time when it was all considered a kooky conspiracy theory, even though it was all 100% true. Yeah, your TV is spying on you. That sounded like crazy 5 years ago. Now it's part of the CIA's documents about Samsung smart TVs. They're all spy machines. They're listening to you and uploading to the CIA. You didn't know that? That's all come out. It's already been confirmed. Mm-hmm. Yep, your iPhones, your Android devices, your PC, your Mac, laptop, they're all spy devices. Facebook, a spy network. Google, spy machine. Just spying on you. It's all out in the open now, I guess. But still a lot of people are clueless because they're so used to behaving like sheeple. That's all they know, is how to be a sheeple. And that's the way the system wants it. So what does this mean in a practical sense? Well, you should turn off the mainstream media because it's just trying to keep you distracted until the globalists find a way to mass murder, you know, the next Holocaust, which will be 1,000 times larger than the previous Holocaust. Think about it. 6 million Jews were killed, reportedly, by the Nazi regime. We're talking about 6 billion people now in the next Holocaust. That's 1,000 times larger than the Nazi Holocaust. We'll call this the Bill Gates Holocaust. 6 billion people is what they're trying to eliminate from the planet at some point. So make sure that you read the independent media. That's really it. And you better hope that you have some kind of defense against whatever they're going to try to pull off down the road when they decide that they don't need humans anymore. These people are evil. These globalists they're insane. They're sociopaths. They don't care how many people they kill. They really don't. Yeah, it's bad. All right, so anyway, read censored.news if you want to check out real-time news headlines from the independent media, censored.news. And of course, one of my websites is naturalnews.com, which is labeled fake news by the entire mainstream media. Well, the ones that bother to report on it. They're afraid. They're really afraid that if too many people wake up, they won't be able to carry out their plans. So they have to label the independent media fake news to try to convince people not to read it. You're not allowed to read these books. You don't know. You see that pile of books over there? Those are off limits. Yes, you're not allowed to open those covers and look at those table of contents. No. That might be dangerous to you. that's what they're saying. And when they're not dissuading you from books, they're burning books. You know, they're censoring websites like Google censored Natural News. They're burning human knowledge to make sure that people don't wake up and don't have information that could threaten the status quo. That's the evil that this has all come to. It's sick beyond the Third Reich. It's sick beyond Brave New World. This is the ultimate sick society, sick globalist system under which we are all suffering right now. So let's hope they fail.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values, on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.